Hello and welcome to Parking Thought. I'm Jacob and I'm glad you're here today. We're trying a different setup again for recording this episode of the podcast. Gonna see how it goes. I'm currently sitting outside and hanging out. Well, this episode is gonna be about something that happened that I didn't like, because even when things happen that you don't like, there's lessons in it. Yesterday, I was on Twitter and I ran into some people who were pretty negative, which is not normal for my Twitter feed. But it happened, right? Friend of a friend shared something, and lo and behold, I'm reading a post about somebody who's making fun of people who want to turn the economy back on. Now, maybe their methods for wanting to express themselves on how to turn the economy back on weren't necessarily the most effective or the best well-articulated or any of those things, but they were trying to move things forward. And I think that's generally pretty good at this point, that we should talk about how we turn the economy back on. There's a great study out of Harvard that advocates for more testing, significantly more testing. And in the study, it says that the government can't do it and they probably shouldn't even regulate it. It says that we should have testing to be done, you know, on a massive scale, and that the only way to get to that point would be for the government to maybe assist with incentives for creating those test kits. Honestly, though, I'm seeing plenty of market incentives. Oh my goodness. If businesses would right now happily pay for a way to be able to test people, I'm pretty sure that Disney wants to open back up their parks. And if there was a way to quickly test people prior to their attending and being able to go and enjoy the many things that we like to do when we're in spaces together, right, that would be awesome. Even in my local town, there was a 40-year-old mom who got arrested for protesting at a playground that the city had closed, right? She was standing there and she was trying to question, hey, how can you do this, right? How do we know? And we're getting to the point now where enough people have been exposed and have antibodies. How can the government prove that you right now don't have the antibodies that would allow you to have a normal life? And how can they restrict you without being able to prove that? And so, you know, again, the Twitter feed that kind of set me off was somebody on Twitter was making fun of people who were protesting and, you know, not following social distance rules and other things like that. Now, look, we're still staying at home. We're still staying safe. And I still think that's the best advice for most people. But I've learned a lot of lessons in life by not following certain people's advice. I've learned them the hard way. And if somebody wants to learn a lesson the hard way, well, they should be free to do that. That's what freedom means. It means doing things that maybe others don't necessarily agree with. And for those of you guys watching the video version of this, the dog has joined me and you can see him in the frame. So head on over to YouTube if you want to see that. Now, what does this teach us, right? What does this let us see? And there's an attitude about how we see other people and how we see ourselves that I think is important here. And I think we need to take a look back on somebody you disagree with or somebody that you don't like. Belittling that person doesn't add any stature to your argument. And that was frustrating for me to watch on Twitter, and that's why I engaged the person and they came back with something else that was similarly derogatory and demeaning. And that didn't feel good on my end. But demeaning others' positions, doesn't elevate ours. And this goes back to a phrase that I used to hate in the military. We would walk around and somebody, usually one of our younger sergeants would say, yeah, we just need a few extra bodies to go do XYZ. And in the military, the term body has a very specific meaning, right? The term body means somebody who's no longer alive. It doesn't mean grabbing a few folks and bringing them over someplace to be able to get something done. It literally means like dead bodies, you know, have to be corralled together. And so I would teach these young sergeants that, you know, if you want to, you can say, let's grab a few more soldiers, right? Let's grab a few more folks, right? And using phrases like that to help communicate when we needed to gather people together. And what I was trying to do there in part was not just help to educate them on the professional nature of using the correct words, but also the idea that nobody is extra. There are no extra people here on the earth right now. Everyone that's here is supposed to be here, and we're glad they're here. And their ideas may be different, but there are no extra people here on the earth. You are not extra. You are valued. You are supposed to be here for a reason. and whether you believe that there is a God or not, that might help influence where you sit at in life and why you are here and what your purpose is. I want to tell you that I believe you're here for a reason, and I'm glad you're here. So that's it for Parking Thought today. Thank you guys very much for joining us. If you like the show, share it with somebody else that you know. And if you want to subscribe, you can hit the subscribe link on your favorite podcast app, or head on over to YouTube, or head on over to parkingthought.com, where you'll find all the subscribe links curated right there for you. Remember, in a world where you can choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful?